Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. It's good to have you with us on this Monday. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, always joins us at about this time on a Monday. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. You have a bit of good news. The SAFE Act, I think, the one you've been working on going back and forth to Tallahassee, that's now passed. Is that right? Both chambers?
Both chambers. It was unanimous in both chambers. I think it's 135 yeses to zero noes in the House, and it was like 40 or 35 to zero in the Senate.
So, Very good. So the initial, when we had first talked about this, you said that some people, because they misunderstood the bill and thought there would be some invasion of privacy or mandatory something or other, I guess all of that opposition faded away, I hope?
It did. I mean, we got in front of all the committees and explained it, and you know, they were afraid it's going to be some kind of registry mandatory and everything. And we're like, hey, if you don't like the law and you have special needs people in your family and you don't like the law, just don't opt in. I mean, it's pretty simple. So once they got that message, and they didn't want to take it away from the families that do want to have this. So, yeah, it passed with flying colors.
And again, for people who have not heard us talking about this, the bill lets your officers, lets people do what? So that your officers have what?
Right. So once it's signed into law by the governor, which we hope is going to be soon, basically you can go when you get your registration or your driver's license. If you own a car and you're the registered owner of it and you have a special needs member in your family, you can say, look, I want to be in the SAFE program. They'll put a designator on your registration. Nobody can see but police. When we run that tag, it'll pop up and it'll say SAFE family down at the bottom. So the officer that's approaching that car knows right off the bat before he gets up to the window that there may be somebody in that car that needs, you know, kind of kid gloves kind of thing. They may not respond as expected. And so it gives us one less thing to, you know, surprise us.
Right. And it won't give them any details, or will it? It won't give any particulars. It's just yes or no.
Right.
They're a SAFE family or not a SAFE family, right?
Correct. It's not going to pop up and say, you know, nonverbal autistic or anything like that. It's just going to say, hey, there's a special needs person in this family. And, you know, everybody says, well, what good's that going to do, you know, after you pull them over? Well, 90% of the time when we're able to do it, we run the tag prior to pulling the car over just so, you know, we know we're walking up or don't walk up on a stolen vehicle or, you know, something like that. So we try to run the tags before we pull over the car every time.
Right. So that's at least something. Would it? I mean, I know this isn't what the law is, but would it be more useful if it were more specific, even maybe a couple of categories, general categories, or you guys decided that wasn't necessary?
Well, you know, I think it would, but you started getting pushback from the special needs community, the people who, you know, lobby for them, were not on board with that.
And okay.
They start throwing out the HIPAA word and things like that. And, you know, it just, this makes it easier for us to, you know, just number one, get it passed. And can we tweak it in the future? You know, hopefully it'd be nice, but there's no guarantee on that.
Very good. Had a pretty sad event happen. You had a sergeant who had worked with the sheriff's office and wound up passing away, not in connection with the line of duty, right?
Right. No, it was a health issue, but yeah, it was terrible. 46 years old. Mm. Young guy, and just what a great guy too. I used to golf with him every chance I got, and just a great wit, and we're really gonna miss him.
Sergeant James Conkle, for people who might not have heard the story, and it's just obviously it's a sad day for the office and knowing those people. You know, just missing them in your life and what they contributed to you. And, you know, and one of the things, I don't know, it's just for me, I'm always reminded of the comment that I think it was like C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, and they kind of said that when a person passes, it's not just that you miss them, but they miss what they bring out of you or what they bring out of your friend to you, you know, that it's all of that. And it sounds like he'd be that kind of a person.
Yeah, he was. He was a great guy, great cop. And he's definitely going to be sorely missed.
Very good. Sad. One story I saw that I wanted to ask you about, just because I'm curious how much of an issue it is. The stories had to do with fob clones that people were buying online for a couple $100 that would allow them to scan the frequencies and spectrum and be able to basically pick up fob emissions and then, through a series of processes, could use that to get into your car, reprogram your car, and steal your car without actually having your fob. Do you know anything about that, or has that happened here locally at all?
Knock wood. It has not happened in Santa Rosa County yet, but, you know, like most things, it starts in California and moves east. And, you know, back in the 90s, it was methamphetamine. We were like, hey, we've never seen that in Santa Rosa County. And, of course, then about 95, it hit us with a vengeance, and it hadn't left. So, you know, everything goes east. They develop the criminal activity out there, and then lucky us, we get to have it later.
Maybe the wall we need to enforce isn't the one south of Texas, but east of California. Just say.
Hey, I'm okay. I'd put my tax dollars toward it.
Bob Johnson, he's the sheriff for Santa Rosa County. Bob, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We're looking pretty good on our roadways out there. Highway 98 eastbound, however, we do have some really slow traffic starting about the Walmart in East Navarre and headed up to Windhaven Beach. We had an accident earlier right at the exit for Hurlburt Field off of 98 eastbound. Got things a little bit slow there this morning, but otherwise around town, we're looking pretty good. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 29 south through Inslee is looking good. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, I don't see anything slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregor Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and you're starting to get to that, you know, position where your relationship with your current car is not so happy anymore. You know, that's normal. It happens. And, you know, it's okay to break up with that car. It is perfectly okay when the time comes. Where do you go? Well, Frontier, they've got a great selection of good quality, almost new cars that you won't have to worry about when you buy them because they're a year, two, maybe 3 years young with low miles and great condition and good prices. And you can count on it once you buy it and drive it for a long time. That's the kind of car I like to buy. It's the kind of car that Dave Ramsey recommends that you buy. And Frontier, they really specialize in exactly that kind of vehicle. And if they've got what you want on the lot, great, you can buy it. If they've got something close, they can go find it for you. They do that for people all the time. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made a language for us two. We don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend and we've got some things to do.
On Tuesday, Tuesday, President Joe Biden won the Michigan primary, but a New York Times poll today has him down 5 points, and many voters still have concerns about his age. Here with me is Governor of California and Biden advocate, Gavin Newsom.
Great to be with you, Dana. I understand people care about the president's age, but what they should care about is his record. Look at what Joe Biden has done for America. He's created more jobs than any president in history. Inflation is down. The Shamrock Shake is back. And Beyonce has gone country. Thank you, Joe.
So SNL found themselves in a, what I would consider to be kind of a weird place that they're not familiar with. They did a good thing in that they tried to make fun of Joe Biden, which they're not so comfortable doing. They just didn't do it in a way that was funny. What they were trying to get at was this ridiculous report that came out last week that, you know, behind closed doors, Joe Biden is amazing. He's super lucid and he's in charge of the room and he understands what's being told to him and he tells everybody what to do. It's just when you get him out in front of the cameras that it looks like a very, very elderly man who can't remember anything. And when he starts to take questions from people is when he starts to melt down. So the premise was Dana Bash interviewing a bunch of different people about how gifted and capable Joe Biden is in secret.
Right, but can he make that case with the speed and sharpness that someone like you can?
To Gavin Newsom.
Dana, Joe can do it better. I was just with him, and behind closed doors, Joe is incredible. Yesterday, we had a big meeting about the border, and God, he had such command. He had charts, tables, PowerPoints. He had an interactive AR display on the Apple Vision Pro that he programmed himself. The software might be in beta, but the man, he's an alpha.
Governor, I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical. This is the same man people call Sleepy Joe.
Well, he has to sleep, Dana. But even when he's sleeping, he's on. The other day, he was taking a nap, and I whipped the baseball at him, and he caught it like De Niro in Awakenings. Lightning quick. Just ask any of the people who are with him every day.
So this, I mean, it was the open. It's a long segment, and it goes on. And again, I thought, I don't know exactly how they should have done it differently. I want to applaud them for trying to be, you know, satirical towards their own side. It just, you hear the chuckles, but I think they were being coached in that.
Hello, Dana. Pleasure to be with you to talk about the most vigorous man I've ever known, Joe Biden.
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Really?
Absolutely. I was just with him, and behind closed doors, he's a whirlwind. I mean, Dana, look at his schedule. 7 a.m. Soul Cycle class. And I'm not talking about taking one. He leads it. 8:30 a.m. Plays speed chess in the park. 8:32 a.m. Wins chess game. Points at opponent and says, next time, young blood. 9:30 a.m. Meets with Joint Chiefs for a military strategy meeting and push-up contest. 10:02 a.m. Wins contest. Points at the head of the Joint Chiefs and says, next time, young blood. 10:03 to 11, train time. And that's all before a lunch where he eats 5 whole chickens and a raw potato.
What's missing here, Jake? Can you tell? Because I can't. I feel like it is a good idea, didn't execute well, but I don't know. Maybe it's because their heart wasn't in it.
Right.
You know, they don't want to be making these jokes about their guy.
Maybe. It was forced.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Alejandro Mayorkas, another one.
Let's do that. We are now joined live by Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas.
Thanks for having me, Dana. Man, I am exhausted. I was with Joe Biden for the past weekend, and whew, he wiped me out.
Okay, so you feel he's up to the job.
Dana, I was just with him, and behind closed doors, he's a dynamo. This weekend, we both went down to the border town of Brownsville, Texas, and Joe went into beast mode. He said, we gotta tighten this border. Look how easy I can cross it. Then he parkoured up to the top of the border wall. He front-flipped into the Rio Grande and came back up with a fish in his mouth. But you didn't report that because it doesn't fit your little narrative.
Well, with all due respect, it doesn't fit reality.
That was okay.
It was okay, yeah. And I like the young blood reference. I mean, some of it was okay. Can we do contrast here? Weekend Update, which now routinely throws in a Biden age and incompetency joke. This is Colin Jost.
President Biden went to Walter Reed Medical Center for his annual physical. Doctors said Biden was fit as a fiddle in that he's old-timey and held together by strings.
See?
Yeah, that's much better.
That's funny. And remember, the goal is not to be poignant necessarily. I mean, it's nice if you get poignant. The goal is to be funny. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with their heart just wasn't in it, and that's why they delivered it poorly. But in any case, I do want to give them credit for trying, because we often criticize SNL for being so lopsided in their political bias. And at least sort of maybe somebody said, you know, probably we ought to make fun of the president too. Oh, yeah. Okay. Fine. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Not seeing any major issues on our roadways this morning. We do have some slowdown Highway 98 eastbound. That's going to be starting at around the new Publix in Windhaven, stretching up to Hurlburt Field. We had an accident earlier right at that exit for Hurlburt, but it's starting to clear up, actually. Highway 29 south through Inslee is looking good. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90, I don't see anything slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear, and we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620, but when it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Got a couple of texts in on their theory here. One is that somebody says, everyone knows it's the reality that Joe can't do the job, and so it's not funny, which I maybe, and it could be sort of depression setting in over the prospects of the election for them. I don't know. It could be, and you know, obviously the sort of fake laughter about it all. 826 on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to have a lush, beautiful green lawn in July, the time to think about that is not July or June. It's now. You start thinking about that now. You give NSEC a call, have them come out, take a look at your lawn, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to study your lawn to figure out, kind of like Ryan was talking about with the soil samples, figure out the lime amount. Same thing. They're going to figure out, you know, what does your lawn need, and they're going to do 8 annual applications that are timed and programmed and targeted to get your lawn exactly what it needs and when it needs it, you know, at the time, because it's not appropriate to do the April treatments in July, right? You do them in March or in April. That's the idea. You do a soil sample. You get nutrient applications with each standard service visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, and turf-damaging insect control and fungicide. You also have a healthy landscape program that's there for you if you wanted to have them do tree and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, and grass type recommendation. Sign up today, get your first lawn application free with a new annual lawn program that includes the initial soil sample, lime treatment, and for an average size yard. Sign up today at NSEC.net. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Hey, David, how you doing?
Longtime award-winning ESPN journalist Chris Mortensen has died. His family announced that he died on Sunday at 72. Mortensen was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer in 2016. He'd stepped away from ESPN over the last year to focus on his health. The deal is off, apparently, between Spirit and JetBlue. That announcement made of the broken merger talks this morning, weeks after losing a federal antitrust lawsuit that challenged the deal. The judge ruled the acquisition would stifle competition and eliminate Spirit as a discount option. And the federal government believes more taxpayer money for various programs would reduce the risk of wildfires across the country. The Forest Service announcing a $3 billion plan to focus on wildfire priorities back in 2022.
The risk of wildfires being catastrophic or out of control gets reduced every single year we continue to do this work.
And that is Tom Vilsack, Ag Secretary. He says an additional $500 million is now being allocated to support the effort. He says the return on investment would mean saving communities, protecting watersheds and power lines, and also creating jobs.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. This might show up in the transgressors. I don't know if it's all interesting enough, but kind of a weird note. I don't know. People are making weird choices about logos lately and brands and, you know, syrup bottles and butters and, you know, just all kinds of weird stuff. This one comes out of the UK. You had a story about a company that makes honey, and the company's logo for forever and ever is a lion laying on its side, dead, with a bunch of bees and the Bible quote referring to that, you know, having to do with out of the eater came forth meat and out of the strong came forth sweetness. Okay, that the out of the strong came forth sweetness is kind of the idea there from the Old Testament of Samson killing the lion and finding the honey in there. They're just abandoning it after 140 years. They are abandoning that logo. The new logo features a lion's head and a single bee. on you know, syrups and syrup bottles and honey and all that kind of stuff. And I guess it's actually syrup, not honey. But in any case, they currently hold the Guinness record for the oldest branding, and they're giving it up. Why? Why on earth would you? And they say it's just modernizing and bringing it into the modern day. Oh, man, if you've got a 140-year-old logo, which is a Guinness World Record holder, do not change it. I don't understand these things, but I know people do them up every once in a while. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Supreme Court opinion is expected this morning about an effort in Colorado to block Donald Trump from primary ballots.
During arguments that happened back in February, some of the justices expressed major skepticism about Colorado's efforts to kick Trump off its ballot. They posited that a decision in Colorado's favor could set a precedent that creates what they called an unmanageable situation in the country.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Colorado is one of the Super Tuesday states holding primaries tomorrow. Vice President Harris meets with a top Israeli war cabinet official today, Benny Gantz, about the war in Gaza.
Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire.
Vice President Harris there in Selma, Alabama, at an event marking 59 years since civil rights marchers were beaten by police on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio 92-365 right now. It's definitely cloudy out there. The Escambia Sheriff's Office looking for a missing teenager. 14-year-old Zykeria Olds was last seen on Friday in the 1000 block of North 48th Avenue, described as 5'11", 140 pounds, black hair and brown eyes. The Sheriff's Office has posted a photo of this girl on their Facebook page, and if you have any information on her location, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Friday's Pick-A-Bowl fundraiser for Mana Food Pantry was a big hit. It was a sellout event. 500 tickets and bowls sold. At least 15 different soups were available to sample, and everybody who attended got a handcrafted bowl made by a local potter. All in, organizers are hoping that the event brought in about $60,000.
That will all stay right here in our local community, helping people who are hungry. Folks who you and I meet every day, and we don't know by looking at them that they are hungry, but they are. And so childhood hunger is a major problem in our community. A lot of the funds that we raise here actually will go to help feed a lot of kiddos across Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That is MANA's Executive Director, Dee Dee Flaunlacher, who says that while the event will provide a lot of healthy meals for those in need, she says hunger is still an everyday occurrence in our area, and they always need more help. So if you would like to donate to MANA, you can check their website at manahelps.org. There's information there on the items that are most needed for them. The Penn Arts Theater Group putting on a show to honor the Women of the Air Force's WASP program. They trained women to be pilots during World War II. Those women, though, eventually were forgotten and weren't recognized for their services until later in life. Actor Katie Smith tells Channel 3 it's important to share that story.
As we put on these zoot suits, as we put on the shoes, the boots, the gear, to teleport yourself back into that time, because we've come a long way over, you know, this time. And so to be able to be those women and share their stories is a lot of pressure, I'm not gonna lie.
And Smith says the cast and the crew will also be recognizing female veterans in the audience at all of these performances. The Decision Height play begins Thursday at the Gordon Community Center in Pensacola. For ticket information, just check the News Radio website. We've got a link for you there. Firefighters from the Midway Fire District rescued four people trapped in a vehicle after a crash this weekend. That happened on Highway 98 Saturday morning in front of Camping World. Two vehicles collided. That caused one SUV to roll. There were four people trapped inside. Rescue crews were able to extract all four of them, and they were all taken to area hospitals. Channel 3 reports that the driver of the other vehicle involved was turned over to law enforcement for further evaluation. Senate Republicans still calling for more immigration enforcement. The funeral for Laken Riley, a woman killed by an illegal immigrant recently, was held last week. And Florida Senator Marco Rubio was on Fox News Sunday. He says many of the immigration issues in our country could be helped by going back to Trump-era policies.
Well, the realistic path forward, if we want to end this crisis, begins by Joe Biden reversing the executive orders that he made. Every single one of them was designed to reverse a Trump policy.
And Rubio was on Fox News yesterday. During a recent trip to the southern border, President Biden called on former President Donald Trump to support the Senate border security bill, which was rejected by lawmakers last month. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
And check out the podcast page over at News Radio 92.3. Go to Pep Talk. We did on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I actually interviewed a couple of the actors in the Decision Height play. It's going to be really, really interesting. That's starting on March 7th. Definitely go check that out. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Not seeing anything major on our roadways to report. No accidents by FHP. We do have that slowdown in Navarre headed into Windhaven Beach, starting at about the Publix, heading up to Hurlburt. We had an accident earlier right at that exit off of 98 eastbound to get onto Hurlburt Field, but it's not really slowing things down too bad this time of morning. Looks like otherwise around town, I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee, nothing slowing you down there as well. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a nice and foggy start to the morning. Fog possible, especially along the coastline. High today near 73 degrees with a chance of some isolated showers. Overnight tonight, rain chance will increase with a low near 64. Wet into the day and a wet start to your Tuesday. 90% chance of rain on Tuesday. High on Tuesday near 68 degrees and a low near 60 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 65 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, also 65 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow down 131.91 right now at 38,955.47. S&P 500 down 474 at 51,31.92 in the NASDAQ. Down slightly, down 18.07 at 16,256.87. Our 10-year bond rate holding steady pretty much at 4.22%. And our gold prices this morning, gold up 8.60 at 21,04.30. Silver up 27 cents at 23.63. It's been a good couple of days in the crypto market. Bitcoin is up 3,127.61 this morning at 65,929.55. All the other cryptos also appear to be going up as well. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today is one of those days where you have a lot of different days that today is the national day of, including National or Global Engineers Day. So I'm celebrating my wife as an engineer, even though she doesn't work in that field right now. You know, that was her training, and she's raised boys to be those. Today's question is, it's National Snack Day. National Snack Day. So I don't necessarily, I mean, it's kind of the same question, but favorite snack, go-to snack, snack that you, if you only ever have one snack again, but you're at, like, let's say you're at some event and they've got snacks at a table, okay, and it's, you know, whether it's a grill out, a bring your own, or some corporate thing or whatever, and they've got either the little baggies or maybe they've got little plastic wrapped snacks of some kind. What's the one that when you see it, you're like, oh. What's the snack for you? 437-1620. Favorite snack, best snack, or the snack that you get really excited when you see it? 437-1620. Jake, do you have one that jumps out for you?
Trail mix.
Oh.
I love some trail mix.
Really?
Yeah, do you have salty, sweet.
Do you have a variety of trail mix that, you know, what's the ingredient that you like the most?
I kind of make my own, but I love chocolate-covered almonds mixed in with, like, salty peanuts and almonds and cashews and things like that. I'm not a big fan of the M&Ms in there because it's off-brand M&Ms and
they're
horrible.
They're not as good, yeah. So I am not a trail mix guy. I would rather eat the cashew nuts at one time and the coconut at one time and the granola at one time and the M&Ms at one. When you mix it all together, my mouth gets confused and I feel like I'm losing all of the fun of each of the individual items. So kind of like, you know, I don't know, making a haystack on your plate with all of the things mixed together. I'd rather eat a little bit of the peas and a little bit of the Nashville. So trail mix is not my thing, but I know other people do not agree with me about this, and I will allow, it's perfectly allowable. 437-1620. Somebody says anything with the brand name of Little Debbie on it. I understand that. Oh, now this is interesting. This is a little bit of an unusual submission because it's almost healthy. It's sort of like a mix of healthy and unhealthy. Vegetables and French onion dip. Now, that's an interesting, because I would think of vegetables and going in the ranch, obviously, blue cheese, obviously, especially with your wings, or, you know, going into, sour cream, maybe, I don't know, cream cheese, typically, you could put anything, cream cheese is just good. My wife likes to say that when she was a kid, they'd go get cream cheese and she'd just eat it by the spoon on the way home. Like, cream cheese is a food group for her. But vegetables and French onion dip. I'm interested because French onion dip is really good with, like, your plain Ruffles. I don't like to mix and match the flavored Ruffles with the French onion dip because you kind of lose the flavor of the flavors. But, no, that's an interesting one. I have to try that. 437-1620. Caramel peanut clusters. You have me. Chocolate-covered pretzels. Oh, and I will say this especially, and maybe this is what you mean, but white chocolate-covered pretzels I feel like, Jake, you want to fill out the hour? You want to do the next 17 minutes? I need to go home and get me some.
I could fill out the rest of the hour with the calls we're
just
getting
the calls
in.
We're
I just
getting,
had
right.
two calls. Chester says he's looking for...
Oh, you can put them on if they want to be honest. Fine.
Well, Chester was looking for a chunky bar. He hasn't seen a chunky bar. He wants everybody to know if you know where to find a chunky bar, Chester will pick it up at the station if you'll drop it by. And Sherilyn just called and said that you can't beat cheddar Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its, too.
Oh, wait. Okay. Regular Cheez-Its or the white cheddar Cheez-Its?
No, the regular.
Old school. No, that's... and, you know, Cheez-Its are in the category of, the more you eat, you just get fuller. It's like a food group. Yeah. Some things are like the more you eat, and they don't really set. Like Pringles are a great snack, but they really are just like the taste of food. It is purely a taste. You could eat 14 sleeves of Pringles and you'd still be hungry, right? And you'd probably still want more Pringles, which is sort of a genius thing if you really think about it. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 chocolate covered espresso beans. Yes. Fresh popcorn. Oh, and I'll go you a step further. I totally agree with you. Fresh popcorn, caramel corn. Caramel corn is one of those weird ones where I don't mind mixing in the cheddar corn with the regular. You know, that's very good. We actually did that for a Menhu cook. We did a caramel corn with bourbon and bacon and, oh, man, that was cayenne pepper, and that was so good. Oh, speaking of that, let me interrupt myself with an announcement. We have Men Who Cook is coming up. I have to mention these things every once in a while. Men Who Cook 2024, the 11th annual. It's going to be at Blue Wahoos this year, which is different. 30 non-professional male chefs. I mean, I'm a professional, but not at being a chef. My son and I always do it. Pace Center for Girls, always doing this. So anyway, you can get more information on that at newsradio923.com. Always a very, very good event. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. I am not seeing anything out there on our roadways to report. No accidents reported by FHP, and I'm not seeing any congestion or slowdowns to report to you this morning. That's a lot of reports. I-10 and I-110 checking in at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze in Navarre looking great. We had that accident earlier over by Hurlburt, but now that all has cleared up. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, I'm not seeing anything slowing you down. If you do see anything out there slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks him out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to feel dirty afterwards, but I can't help myself. You said the sponsor was Knox Pest Control. So would you say there's Knox, anything happening on the roads? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, about as. 437-1620. Somebody says corn chips and guacamole. Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. And that's one of those you can just keep eating that. That can be dinner. I work in retail all day and get hungry a lot. A good quick snack. Homemade trail mix. That's what Jake said. Just use the two top healthiest nuts, walnuts, and pistachios. Mix them with chocolate chips. Put in a jar to chug it when you get hungry. Drink it instead of putting it in your dirty hands. Oh, man. I would rather have like the cashews and then have some pistachios. And then, you know, I'd rather eat individually for the flavors. Somebody says Public Street Corn Dip. Oh, I don't know this one. All right,
do you remember Munchies?
Is that the caramel corn with the peanuts or whatever? Am I thinking of something else?
It's like a mixture. You had like Doritos and pretzel sticks and like all this stuff mixed in one bag, and it's called Munchies. I don't know if they still sell them, but man, those were really good because you had like, you know, Cheeto pieces in there. It was like all mixed together.
You know, you've reminded me of what I think is actually my favorite go-to snack, and I just haven't. It might be one of these things I haven't had it in so long. That's why Chex Mix. Real good quality Chex Mix with the Chex and the pretzel sticks and the peanuts and the I feel like I need to go make some.
Did you ever get into the ones that were covered with the powdered sugar? Like, what do they call those? Muddy Buddies or something like that?
No.
It's like it's Chex Mix, but it's basically just made super sweet with all of this powder.
I think we called them Scooby Snacks.
Scooby
the ones
snacks.
We had. They had like peanut butter and chocolate and powdered sugar kind of.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, never heard of that. All the time. I'll tell you mine. I haven't mentioned mine. I think I have two. And one, and I don't, maybe it's just me, but the little bag of snack that I get the most excited about, and there is always a fight over them, is the nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
If you get a box of snacks, you can always tell what the crummy one is, Lay's, by what's left in the left there after everybody's taken their corn chips, Fritos, whatever.
Yep.
But the one that's going to go immediately out is the Doritos. Doritos or the thick potato chips. They your Ruffles will go immediately. People want Ruffles and they want Doritos, and they'll take ranch if they can't get the nacho cheese. But you know they will prefer the nacho cheese.
Ruffles are just corduroy potato chips.
Oh, and they're so good. They really are. They're so good. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody here says, let's see, Publix chocolate covered peanut butter filled pretzel bites. Scooby Snacks. Somebody says the Chunk Bar is at Five Below. All right, fair enough.
Oh, that's where you get them, Chester. That's where you go, Five Below. They got the Chunky Bars.
Do y'all remember Doodad's mix? Super salty but yummy. I don't, but okay. Somebody says Bucky's beef jerky. I would say beef jerky in general, but yeah, Bucky's beef jerky. Puppy Chow. Okay, that's what they're calling it. I like that. Scooby Snacks. That's good. 437-1620. Did we leave anybody off? Did we not handle any? I think we got them all here. I will say this, just because I feel like I'd be remiss if we didn't include it. My go-to snack, if I want to be sort of fairly healthy, and I know this will make Ryan Jenkins happy, is Pink Lady apples cut in eighths or twelfths, depending on the size of the apple, and then spooned into the chunky peanut butter. That is a satisfying, healthy, will actually keep you fed kind of snack that you don't have to feel too guilty about, and oh so yummy. 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're considering whether you want to sell a home or buy a home, you want somebody who's going to give you great advice, knowledgeable advice, get the job done, you know, kind of hold your hand through the process, answer your questions, help you ask better questions, and really make sure that you get the best price. That means low when you're buying and high when you're selling, right? That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 175 homes they sold last year. Three a week. So today, Wednesday, Saturday, next Monday, next Tuesday, next Thursday, that's how often they're selling homes. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, one of the things that they focus on is really that communication. So always talking with you, making sure that, you know, you understand what's going on. And frankly, because the process happens pretty quickly, it's not communication over a long time necessarily, but, you know, they want to make sure that you're informed so you never feel left out of the loop. If I were buying or selling for the first time, absolutely, I wish we could go back in time and have used somebody as great as Christina Leavenworth. 723-9158.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free, family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My first album, Asia. Yeah, with the great artwork. And also Men at Work, Business as Usual, I think, was the other one that I had kind of like got together for Christmas or something like that. Hey, you'd be tuning in to News Radio and listening for an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Sunbelt Conference basketball tournament, because that tournament is going on this week, and we are giving away tickets all the time, including right now. I don't know if that's how exciting that is to you, but it should be. Men's Round 2, Session 6, this comes up on Thursday, March the 7th, and I've got tickets for the two games in the evening. That's the 5 o'clock and the 7:30 time, so you can go watch a couple of basketball games this Thursday at the Bay Center. Great event if you have not gone to it. And just be call number 3 right now, 437-1620, 437-1620. Jake will take your phone calls and dial quickly. Not too quickly, but quickly. You know, that's the idea. 854 here on News Radio 92.3. Read a very interesting article the other day, And it was, I think this is a Wall Street Journal article, and it was basically talking about how your ability to have highly refined value judgments that kind of show to other people that you have, you know, this refined sensibility, or that you, you know, virtue signal to them, is a byproduct of basically wealth and luxury. You know, we talk about kind of the first world problems idea, and that it's meant to be. It actually is a kind of a wealth brag. It's very interesting. The title of the article was "Luxury Beliefs That Only the Privileged Can Afford." And, you know, for example, they start with the premise that, you know, this person, basically, who was writing this, Rob Henderson was the opinion writer. He said, as an undergraduate at Yale a decade ago, he came to see that his peers had experienced a totally different social reality than me. I had grown up poor, a biracial product of family dysfunction, foster care, and military service. Suddenly ensconced in affluence at an elite university, more Yale students come from families in the top 100% of income than from the bottom 60%. I found myself thinking a lot about class divides and social hierarchies. He says, I thought that by entering a place like Yale, we were being given a privilege as well as a duty to improve the lives of those less fortunate than ourselves. Instead, I often found among my fellow students what I would call luxury beliefs, ideas and opinions that confer status on the upper class but often inflict real cost on the lower classes. And he goes on to, you know, talk about things like the belief that monogamy is outdated, while living by, you know, I plan to get married was echoed by other students in many different ways. Some people would tell me about the admiration they had for the military, or how trade schools were respectable as college, or how college was necessary to be successful. But when I asked them if they would encourage their own children to enlist or become a plumber or an electrician rather than apply to college, they would kind of be like, you know, so like good for other people. And there's a lot of truth in that, thinking about, for example, I mean, views about marriage, views about climate, right? And also just this basic notion that a lot of times people hold weird beliefs as a way of reinforcing their status, as a way of reinforcing their value. It reminds me of the old, you know, like, why do women wear high heels? Well, I mean, you could say it's to appeal to men. High heels were an indication that you didn't have to do manual labor, because obviously they're completely impractical. And so it was a way of saying that you're rich. So you wore heels. Even men, you know, wore heels to prove that they were rich. Nobody could possibly do work in an outfit like that. Exactly. I don't have to work. See how great I am. That was kind of the idea. And we're in that same mindset today, where people are often expressing ideas that maybe do carry some cost. That makes you want it even more, because it proves you have to give up something like, you know, physical comfort in order to do it. But the idea that it really is the kind of thing that you're only able to do because you're privileged and wealthy, and so often couched in the terminology of trying to make it like you're doing something good for everybody else. But that's not really the reality of these things. Anyway, he says, occasionally I raise these critiques with fellow students or graduates of elite colleges. Sometimes they would reply by asking, well, aren't you part of this group now? Implying that my appraisals were hollow because I moved within the same milieu. By the way, people who use the word milieu. But they wouldn't have listened to me back when I was a lowly enlisted man in the military, when I was washing dishes for minimum wage. If you ridicule the upper class as an outsider, they'll ignore you. And then, of course, once you're an insider, they ridicule you as being a hypocrite. The requirements for the upper class to take you seriously, credentials, wealth, and power, are also the grounds to brand you as a hypocrite for daring to judge them. So just kind of an interesting observation about, I don't know, one of my favorite subjects, which is always being willing to hear when people have a criticism for you, and learn how not to basically discredit them in ways that make it so you don't even listen to what they have to say. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives from Jake, who I know is busy giving away these tickets to Sunbelt Conference. Go ahead, Jake.
Yes. Congratulations, Ashlyn. She is going to take those tickets home, and I've got her on the phone right now, so let's do traffic together. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, I don't see anything slowing you down. We're good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street, Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. And I'm going to go ahead and do future news. You take care of the phone call. I will do it on my own, because I know you're busy doing that. All right, so future news. We've got the things that are going to happen before they happen. We try to tell you what's going on. First of all, Trump, are we going to actually get the Supreme Court opinion today telling us whether Trump has been disqualified or allowed to be disqualified from the Colorado ballot, Illinois, and Maine? I think we are. I think that that's likely to come out today, and I think there's going to be a 9-0 ruling that he is eligible for the ballot. I don't think there's any chance that they're going to rule him off the ballot. But what's going to be interesting is if they do, then what and how many ballots, and is it mandatory that he's off the ballot everywhere? Bump stocks at the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court is definitely going to say that they are illegal, that they qualify as machine guns. HB1, the social media ban for under 16, that's now optional for 14, 15-year-olds, that'll pass.
You're listening to
revised edition back to the governor.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.